10 minutes to eight. Regional Victoria is killing it. International visitors are heading to the to our countryside and regional areas in record numbers. Minister for Tourism, Martin Pakula. Minister, good morning to you.
Morning, Ross.
These are fantastic figures. Tell me, the one thing I wonder is, how do you always know that you've got the infrastructure to cope with it?
Oh, well, it's a constant challenge. The infrastructure is an important part, and that's not just sort of roads, but it's also making sure that there's enough accommodation offerings in regional Victoria. So, infrastructure is definitely an issue.
You're talking about day trippers, which wouldn't be a problem as far as accommodation's concerned, or you're talking about people who virtually, go to, say, East Gippsland and live there?
Oh, well, this is about both day trippers and people who stay overnight. I mean, the figures are about the rise in international overnight visitors primarily. So this is people who stay overnight, and we're seeing great growth in places like Phillip Island and, the Goldfields, the Mornington Peninsula. We've got some, if you look at the Mornington Peninsula, there's some wonderful new winery and accommodation offerings. Places like Jackalope and Point Leo Estate that are dragging people to that part of Victoria. Similarly on the Geelong-Bellarine side of the peninsula. So we have some fantastic things attracting people to the region. But one of the reasons we've got the regional tourism review happening is we reckon we can do that even better. We reckon we can have greater dispersal, take more advantage of our major events to bring people out to the regions, and look at the accommodation offerings that we've got in regional Victoria to make sure that they're sufficient to cater for the demand.
Hey, tell us about the Chinese, because when I saw the headline, I thought in the body of this press release, there's going to be a mention of the Chinese, and I read 680,000 visitors from China in the past year. Is that largely driving it?
Oh, look, it's certainly a massive part of the growth. I was in China a few weeks ago, and one of the figures that just captured my mind was that the Chinese middle class, and when we're talking about that, we're talking about people who earn maybe $70,000 a year and want an overseas holiday every year. That middle class is growing by more than the entire population of Australia every year. So as a tourism opportunity, it's enormous, and they are fascinated by Australia, and they are increasingly coming to Melbourne, and they are filling up our hotels and our restaurants and spending a lot of money here.
And does that Minister, does that change the focus of Tourism Australia, which for many years might as well have been called Tourism Queensland,
or Tourism New South Wales?
Yeah, to redirect more of their advertising here, given that the Chinese tourists don't really want to go and lie on a beach somewhere.
Look, it's certainly, I think you'll find Visit Victoria and our government, are constantly encouraging Tourism Australia to be as broad as possible in their thinking and their imagination, and recognise that Australia is not just the Gold Coast and it's not just the Harbour Bridge. I think we've made some progress on that in recent years. Tourism Australia will be appointing a new CEO in the next little while, and will certainly be progressing the discussion with whoever they appoint to that role. I think the other thing worth mentioning is there's also been a pretty big jump in visitors from America, and I think that's been largely driven by the fact that we've now launched direct flights between Melbourne and San Francisco, and so that's helping significantly as well. Direct flights are a huge part of it. Every time we can attract a direct flight, that is someone who flies in directly to Melbourne without sort of going to Sydney first or Queensland first, it's a huge benefit.
Minister, we thank you so much, and continued success. Minister for Tourism, Martin Pakula. Can we just ask the Minister, if he's still on the line, a simple first Radio Solutions question. Is Kate wrong or right when she says the year-on-year growth in Gippsland is largely driven by Gumbaya Park?